continue in the Gemara. The Rambam that we saw yesterday in Hilchos Eidus, the Rambam brings the four halachas, the four cases where the Eidim will not get kashizamam. The Rambam mentions the case of Eved Ivri in an example that's not consistent with our Gemara. The Rambam says, Heidu alav shenimkar be'Eved Ivri v'huz mulokin. So the Rambam, first of all, learns that all four cases get malchus. Right? We saw a whole discussion about kofar, and also with regard to Eved Ivri, not pashut at all. The Mishnah doesn't mention the case of kofar or the case of Eved Ivri. One could have simply explained that the reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention it is because the Mishnah mentions only the cases that get malchus. And the only ones that get malchus in lieu of kashizamam are the cases in the Mishnah, Eidi ben Grusha and Eidi Golus. But the Rambam holds that all four cases get malchus. What's interesting is that the case that the Rambam brings for Eved Ivri is He'ido olav shenimkar be'Eved Ivri. Now, our sugya clearly is not learning that way. Our sugya has a discussion, Rav Hamnuna and Rava, that when is it true that inim karin, so it has to do with if they have or if he has money. That's the when they're not sold, Rav Hamnuna said. Okay, then he acknowledges also if they have money, the Edom have money, then they won't be sold. But if they neither one has money, then he would be sold. And Rava argues, there's no, even in that case, v'nimka b'gnevaso. But the fact that we're discussing Israel Esrei means that the Eidus had to be an Eidus that he stole. It's Eidus on the Gneva, and then the question is, as a result of that Eidus, what would have been the prospects of this person? What would have, was there a Madin on the fact that he should be sold, as Rashi says? But the Psak Din was, because he was a Ganef, and Einlo, therefore he should be Nimkar, and that's where Rava says, even though he would have been sold, and they don't have money, nevertheless, that's Xeris HaKasuf. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam has a case that the Eidus was Shenimkar Be'Eved Ivri. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch and other Achronim wonder about, the Gevurah Sari. What does the Rambam do this? What does the Rambam change the case in the Gemara? So the Minchas Chinuch says that the Rambam wants to tell you a Chidush. In other words, when you read the Gemara, which is obviously discussing a case where the Eidus was that he stole, and then we have the Xeris HaKasuf, the Gnevas of Lobiz Mamo, so I could argue that maybe only in that case do we have Xeris HaKasuf, and is the din that we will not sell them as an Eved Ivri, because of Xeris HaKasuf, the Gnevas of Lobiz Mamo, the Eidus was that he was a Ganef, and only he sold for lacking funds to pay for the Gneva, not the Eidim. But what about this case, which is not discussed in the Gemara? Maybe one could argue that the din would be different. Maybe here you could say that they should get the onus of being sold as an Eved Ivri. So the Rambam wants to tell you an extra chidush, that even this case would also be the same halacha that in Einim Karin. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. We wanted to say something which we medak in the Muki Yosef, and then the Talmidim showed me that the Orch Haner says this shot in the Rambam. It's a very interesting possibility. We discussed yesterday the question of getting Malkus. So Lechora, the Torah says you get Malkus. The Ritva would seem to hold that you get Malkus, because the Ritva wonders why it's not in the Mishnah and gives some possible answers, but he doesn't say the answer that would have been most simple, which is it doesn't get mentioned in the Mishnah because there's no Malkus, which is what the Ritva said, you know, regarding Kofar, he mentions that. On the other hand, and this is, again, the Tur and the Ritva say you get Malkus. Ramban, who doesn't raise the question by Eved Ivri, Kinira, he holds that there's no question because there's no Malkus. And the problem is, Lechora, there shouldn't be no Malkus for the simple reason that there's a Chiyav Mamon involved. A Chiyav Mamon for the Gneva that they wanted him to pay. And if there's a Chiyav Mamon, there should be no Malkus, because the halachi of Eidim Zomim is if they're paying, then there's no Malkus. So how could anyone argue that there's Malkus? How could the Rambam and the Tur, how could they hold there's Malkus? The Ritva. So we brought in a very interesting svar yesterday, possible pshat, why the Tur, the Ritva hold that there would be Malkus. We wanted to say that the idea of the Nimka Bignevaso is not the pshat that we're trying to make money for the Eved to pay for his debt for the Gneva. That's how one could have thought about it. It's a way of arranging for the so to speak, for the Eved himself to be able to pay what he owes. Just like if you would sell his nechassin in order to have money available for him to pay debts. So we sell him as an Eved Ivri, so now, so to speak, he's paying it. Okay, we'll take the money and give it to the person, but it's as if he'd be doing it. That would be one way to think about it. But the other way to think about it is, no, that the pshat is that the Torah imposes an onesh on him, that he so does an Eved Ivri, and that's because of the stringency of Geneva, that he so does an Eved Ivri. That's the onesh for the crime. With that, he becomes punter from paying for his Geneva. In other words, because since the money that will come from the sale will go to the Nignav sells him, so to speak, as an Eved Ivri, thereby gets paid, and it's not pshat that the Ganav paid for his Geneva, with money, the Ganav paid with his being sold as an Eved Ivri. For the Geneva. You know, so the Geneva triggers a chiyuv of becoming an Eved Ivri. Nemelo, we accomplish that he won't have to pay for the Geneva because the Maisa, the Geneva gets paid up. But not that the Ganav is paying with the money that the proceeds of the sale as if he's paying for it. The response is there's an onesh that he's an Eved Ivri. Nemelo, he becomes Pater from the Geneva and Nignav gets his money. No, if that's the way to understand it, then that could be why the Torah and the Ritva hold that there could be Malkus, because you don't say here there's a Chiv Mammon at all. Because what really wanted to do here is make him an Eved Ivri, and that becomes that's the Onesh for Gneva, but not Chiv Mammon. And that's why Rashi assumes that there's a new Pesach Din to make him an Eved Ivri, as opposed to, let's say, when they'll sell Nechassim, a person has real estate, it's Memela if he owes money, so we'll do what we could to make him pay, so we'll do it by giving him, taking away his assets in order to give him money to pay for the debt. Here, it's a new psak. So what did the Ramban hold? The Ramban, who seemingly holds that there is no Malkus, Mistama, because it's going to be a Chiv Mammon, shat is, yeah, but it starts off as a Chiv on the Geneva. In other words, how does it get to the Gemara Din that you're going to have to make him an Eved Ivri? It starts off as a psak din, he owes money for the Geneva. And then Engel. If Engel, then we paskin further. But since along the way, part of the process involved it sagged in on the Geneva, so there is an element of a kasha zamam that you could impose on them for mamu. And the middle, that should absolve them from the Chiv Malkus. So here we wanted to say that the Rambam is sort of in the middle. The Rambam, in one sense, holds like what we're saying in the Ramban. In other words, in a case of the Gemara, where the Eidus was that he stole, and then it turns out he didn't have money to pay. And then we're going to make him Gemara Din, he's so does an Eved Ivri. So in a case like that, which is what the Gemara is discussing, then the Rambam would be Moda, that there would be no Malkus. Because there is a Chiv Mammon involved with this Eidus, because they wanted to pay for the Geneva. That's how it began. How does it get to the point that it's so does an Eved Ivri? Because they want to be to paying for the Geneva. So therefore, there is a kasha zamam of tashlumin, which should therefore take away the basis for a chiv malchus. Masha Enkin, the Rambam, wants to give you a case where there'll be malchus. And the Rambam therefore invents a new case, which is not in our Gemara, not in our Braisa, not discussed in our Sugya. And that's the case where the Eidus was specifically that he is an Eved Ivri, that he was so is an Eved Ivri. Now already, there's no Eidus on the Geneva to be Mechayiv and Mammon, it's just that. They want him to be declared an Eved Ivri. And for this, the Kasha Zamam could have been maybe to make them an Eved Ivri, but no. We say that there's also the same Xeris HaKasuv, like the Milchasurach Tainas, that the Ram wants you to know that Xeris HaKasuv is also over here, not just when they testified about Geneva, they testified that he's an Eved Ivri, so he will not, they would not get that onesh, so they'll get Malkus. Why Malkus? Because there's no Chiv Mammon. And that was the Dirk in Muki Yosef, that he only mentions the Malkus when he brings the case of the Rambam. The only thing that we left you with yesterday after Shir is L'chor is another kasha. The Gvur Sari is touching on this, and Mechaz Chinuch perhaps also, maybe, I'm not sure, I could try to find it, but it's a kasha that we should all wrestle with. Seemingly, even in the Rambam's case, there's a Chiyum Mamu. Why? Because when they say that he's an Eved Ivri, so what are they saying in effect? That his Maisi Yadayim go to the Adam. And then now if he wants to become free, he has to buy himself back. There's halachas and Giron Kesef. He has to pay back money to get himself free again. So all this becomes a chiyuv mamon that's incurred based on the edus that he's an eved ivri. So becoming an eved ivri does involve mamon, even in the case of the Rambam. So how can the Rambam say there's malchus, or there's a chiyuv mamon? Right, Rabosai, that's a question? Sounds like a good question. So maybe the answer will be, and I think Miduik and the Rambam himself, in the language, when he begins the halacha, we quoted it yesterday, he says, Edom were made on somebody, and there is Shi'uhu Resha She'ein Bolo Malkus Lochi Mamun. Define the Resha. The Kashazamam is on the Resha, on the indicting, on that which they paskin based on the Edom who testified. When we talk about the fact that the Maasei Yadayim of the Eved Ivri go to the Adon, and he has to buy himself back now by paying money to the Adon, that's not an independent idea that you could say the Zaman was to make him lose Maasei Yadayim and to make him have to buy himself back from the Adon. The Resha was, the Zaman was to be an Eved Ivri. And the definition of an Eved Ivri is that Maasei Yadav L'Rabo. But it's Hainuach. It's not independence mama. There's mama. Everything derives from that status of the gav. The gav is an eved ivri. Okay, memela, whatever, nafkaminas, which nafkaminas, we got the shivcha kananas that he can live with, and so on. But beikar, the definition of an eved, most defining aspect of being an eved ivri is the fact that Maasei Yadayim are not his own. That he works for the other. That's eved ivri. So the halachas that relate to the Maasei Yadayim are really nothing more than the definition of what an Eved Ivri is. And that, therefore, is the name of the Resha. The Resha is, he's an Eved Ivri. It's not a separate Zmama. And therefore, that's what the Rambam starts by saying. It's a case of Edom She'idol Echad Shir She'u Resha She'ein Balo Malkus V'Lochiv Mamon, because it's not viewed as a Zmama on a Chiv Mamon. It's his mama on making him an Eved Ivri. And therefore, the only discussion is to make them an Eved Ivri. And if you can't do that, then they'll get Malkus. You can't talk about a Chiyuv Mamon. The emes is, I could take it a step further, and maybe use this Rambam to answer the kasha of the Rishonim that we spend a lot of time on with regard to Ben Gerusha. Because remember, the Rambam has four cases in the Salacha. And included in the list, in the first example, is Kohen Shul Cholo, Heido Kohen Shul Cholo, Sheido Befanen Eskar Sheimo. The Rishonim will ask, so you don't make them Ben Grusha, they get Malkus. Wait a second, you should have them pay for the loss of Matnas Kahuna. And all kinds of answers that we saw, the Ritva and the Ramban. Now, what we're saying now by Eved Ivri, I think, is better and easier, even for those Rishonim, because when it comes to Cholo, it's a separate idea. There's a psul cholo. He's a psul that has ramifications in terms of not being able to do avoda, and he can mitanei lemesim. And there's another halacha that a cholo doesn't get matnas kahuna. So there, I could hear the Rishonim could be asking a kasha that there's a zamam on the matnas kahuna loss. But Eved Ivri, the definition of Eved is Maasei Yadayim. It's not a separate point. So there's certainly a lot easier to see by Eved Ivri that the Resha was, that which they were Mashiach him was to be an Eved Ivri. Mashiach and Deir, they could argue they want to make him a Cholo, and there's another, and part of the Zamam is, distinct from that, is the Halacha that is also true, that he doesn't get Manas Kahuna. But with the Das HaRambam, one could argue the Rambam took it even further. The Rambam could say that Be'etzem, all that is all fallout of the status of the Gavra. Being a cholo means a lot of things, and part of what it means is that he doesn't get manas kahuna. But what's the shame of the virshiu es hatzadik? What is it called? What is that resha? After all, the Rambam starts by saying heidu alecha v'shu resha she'ein bo lo makas v'lo chiyav mamon. What do you mean? There is a chiyav mamon involved. There's a loss of money, manas kahuna. But the shame of the resha, he is a cholo. He's a ben grusha. The Mela, there'll be ramifications for Mamon, but that would not go into the definition of what you want to do for Kasha Zamam. You wouldn't figure that into the mix and say maybe they should pay the loss of Matnas Kahuna. The Resha is making him a Cholo. So therefore, you don't make him a Cholo, so therefore you get Malkus. So it could be the Rambam had an easy answer, maybe. Once we're on this with the Rambam by Eved Ivri, maybe the Rambam would understand, even by the case of Cholol, that it's not a kasha, what the Rishonim were asking, b'manas kuna. Because the Zamam is defined as the where everything flows from. Where does it come from, the b'manas kuna was? From the status of the person being a Cholol. That's not called a resh of mamum. It's from the status of the person. Okay, that's a chidush already, but I think it works in the Rambam. But even if you don't accept that idea by Cholo, I think by Eved Ivri it would be easier. Because here, the very idea of an Eved is by definition to lose a Masir Dayan. It's mamish, the same issue. The Eved means you're working for the other person. So that means your Masir Dayan is not yours. Here, Cholo means a lot of things, and it's also a halach. It's a psul Cholo, and there's a din that he doesn't get Manas Kahuna. But the Rambam could have said that that's also ultimately tracing itself back to the Shem Cholo, and therefore the Resha is defined not by an agenda of Mama, but an agenda of making him a Cholo. That's called a Resha She'en Bo Lo Malkus V'lo Chiyum Bo. That's the Ikar I wanted to relate to the Rambam. The last Nikuda before going on, and any questions, the Aruch HaNer is an interesting Shaila. You know, he discusses what we just mentioned, the Rambam, in terms of the Malkus, but he has another interesting Shaila. The drasha, the Gemara, Bignei Vasav Lo Bizmamu, sounds like it's a drasha specifically relating to an Eved Ivri. He'd be sold as an Eved Ivri by virtue of being a ganav, and then he will, and then the Edom will not be sold as Eved Ivri. The Rambam has a case if they say he's an Eved Ivri. But why is he an Eved Ivri? He was sold as an Eved Ivri. Why was he sold as an Eved Ivri? So you could say also because he was a ganav. They're not talking about the ganav, they're talking about his being sold as an Eved Ivri. But he also could be an Eved Ivri, because there's another model for Eved Ivri. Mocha Ashman Nedochko, someone just on himself, by himself, sells himself as an Eved Ivri. So, what about a case like that? Where would you know that the Edom Zoman could not become an Eved Ivri, even if it was not a case where they testified that somebody was an Eved Ivri, sort of because of something that he did to steal? What if it had to do with the case of Mocha Atzma? In the Rambam here, says the Aruch HaNer, maybe it's not a raya, because the Rambam could be discussing, the lesson of the Rambam is, Heidu alav shenimkar ve'eved ivri. So it could be the Rambam is discussing that they're testifying, the Edom testified that he was sold as an eved ivri. But why? Why? Because he couldn't pay for his gneva. He says maybe the lashon is nimkar. Nimkar sounds like through Beis Din. So what if the Ram? What if he would have? They would testify he d'lof shemachar atzmo v'huzmu. Now you don't have your gzeres hakasuf seemingly. V'gnevaso v'lo bizmamo. So doesn't that refer to only a case of a nimkar because of not being a pay for gneva? So how would you know a new case if he'idu alav shemachar atzmo? That's Erchner's question. So he says, in this Rambam, you don't know. Could have maybe thought that maybe they would be sold. Imagine, you finish reading the Gemara, Einim Kram Eved Ivri, wait a second, maybe a case that they could be sold. But there's a Rambam, Hilchos Avodin, he quotes, Ein lecha ish b'Yisrael shemokhrin also based in El Agana Bilvad. Means you cannot be sold as Eved Ivri, only Ganef. The only person that can be sold is a Ganef. Mizem mashma, that even if the Edom are testifying, shemacha atzmo v'huzmu enim karet, because then I have another case of mochrin Beis Din, because Beis Din would sell the Edom who testified about a person who is a mochar atzmo. And the Rambam says the only person that sells Eved Ivri is somebody who himself was a ganav. And that's the mashmos of the Braisa, enim karim be'Eved Ivri. But Kati Tzarachim, Minolan, B'gnevas of Robes Mamo, Elamayit, Elamishum, the Mishum Zimam Gneva, Enonimka. I don't know. When he's Daiti, I don't know. With Mr. Pina, maybe it's not so far fetched to say that the Drasha could speak to this as well. B'gnevas of Robes Mamo, the only time you sell a person as an Eved is B'gnevas. But not this mamo, not just this mamo of a case of Gneva. Vignevaso. That's it. That's the like the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah. In other words, he quotes Rambam in Hilchos Avodah. So maybe that goof lies in the drasha. I don't know what's wrong. Big nevaso. That's it. The lob is mamo, and never for his mamo of this or whatever case you want to come up with. The same way the Rambam saw in this drasha makar for his case. Not just if they testified against a person that he stole, but even if they testified he was Nimkar Kevin Ivri. But that lies in the drasha. So maybe the case where they were testifying that he was Machar Achmo Kevin Ivri also lies in the drasha. Bignei Vaso is the only way you're going to get to, you get sold, and not Bizmamo, and not Ayudei's Mama. So maybe it's not really a kasha. I don't know, but Orchin Ali said it's a kasha. Okay, but what was the questions? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm asking the Aruch Kliner. The Aruch Kliner thought there's a real happening to say that a drasha by Rava is Dafka to Zomim.
Yeah, because he learns that the drasha of Bignei Vaso is Ke'en Bignei Vaso. That the only sold if you stole and not if you're a Zomim on a Gneva. You have to know what to do with the drasha. I mean, there are other drashas also learned out of this pasuk. But this particular drasha of Rava, which the Ritva says is not necessarily in the foursome, not everybody goes with it. If I'm not mistaken, I don't remember exactly where it is. There's a Tosis Harash, there's a Tshuvas Harash that uses this drasha to learn out the following halacha, that you can't sell a person as an Eved Ivri if they can't pay a debt. If the person is a Baal Chov, he owes money. So what's the din? He owes money, so we have to wait until he has money to pay. Maybe we should sell him for the fact that to get money to pay his debt. So I think that he loses the same kind of drasha, Bignei Vaso, and not for anything else. So there are different things that you learn out. But what does it suggest? That the drasha is the only time you sell a person at the Ivri is only for Bignei Vaso, not Bishvil Chobo, for example, the Tosa, the Shuvas Arash. So I'll say, V'lo Bizmamo means, and not for anything but Gnei Vaso, not just Eidim Zomin on Gneva. Not Bizmamo, not anything but for Gnei Vaso. The Gemara says, V'lo Bizmamo, we're talking about the Eidim Zomin on Gneva, that's the sugya here. But if Eidim Zomin on being an Eved Ivri, either because of Machar Beis Din or because of Machar Atzmo, but it would mean you cannot sell anyone but a Ganef himself. So then I don't hear the kasha at all, the Aruch Kliner. Then the drasha does speak to this discussion. Okay, all clear, we'll say. Good? Yeah? Go back to it. Okay. Mishum Rabbi Akiva Amru. Now we have the fifth halacha that the Braisa has. This is not a consensus, it's only Rabbi Akiva's opinion of Ein Mishalem Al Pi Atzmo. It's Rashi gave us the case that he goes to another Beis Din and he admits to that which that there was a process of Hazama that took place in the first Beis Din, and it has a din of Mod Beknas, and the din is Mod Beknas Pater. This is Rabbi Akiva's halach. Says the Gemara. So Ein Mishalem Al Pi Atzmo Mai Taima de Rabbi Akiva. So interesting. Right away, the Gemara, Ki'ilu, the Chachamim, makes more sense, right? My Tana, Rabbi Akiva, the Tana that has to be explained is Rabbi Akiva that says, Ein Mishalem Al Pi Atzmo. Kasavar, says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva holds, Knasahu, that the Chiyuv of Kasha Zaman is a Knas. Knas, Ein Mishalem Al Pi Atzmo. And the rule is that you're not mechuyev knas if you're moda b'knas. Rashi says, "Knas ein mishalem al pi atzmo." How do we know that? The chsiv gabi kefel. It says regarding kefel, asher yashiun Elohim prat l'mashias atzmo sugyas meruba. That only if Beis Din can be mashiach you to mechuyev knas. Therefore, if you're moda yourself, there's no chiyuv. Again, moda b'knas is pater. So this is Rabbi Akiva's shita regarding kasha zamam, onus of kasha zamam. It has a din of a knas. Amar Rabba, teda. Let me bring a raya to this. I'll bring proof to this idea of Rabbi Akiva, who holds it a knas. Shaharei lo asu maisa, v'neragin, that's the brackets, umishalmin. What's the Teda of Rabba? Shemilo Asumaisa. What is a Milo Asumaisa? Earlier in the Amud, we had the expression Lo Asumaisa in one context, which means that all they had was, they did only Dibor, they didn't do a Maisa. That's not the Kavan over here. The Ritva Rei points out. The Lo Asumaisa here, as you see from Rashi, and the Gemara itself is clear that that's the Pshat. Lo Asumaisa means no, nothing happened based on what they did, what they said. The Teda de Knasu, Sharia Me'idim Benefesh, Lo Hargu Adam, Velo Nereg Adam Al Piyem. So what does it mean, lo asumaisa? That it didn't lead to any real life consequences for the nidon, for the person they spoke about. Again, that's the lo asumaisa. Again, not to be confused with the lo asumaisa earlier on the Amud. So what's the teda of Rabbah? The fact that there was no consequence that resulted against the person. But notice, Rashi clearly had the girsa neharogin. Umishalmin, Rashi says, because in the case of 18 nefashos, nobody was actually killed. And also, they can be Mishalim Mamun. So according to Rashi, both with regard to the Onesh of Misa, and with regard to the Kashazamam of Mamun, the proof of Rabbah is relevant to determine and to label, according to Rabbi Kiva, this as a Knas. Striking. Acharon Neharogin. We have to see on Daf Hey, but according to Rashi, at least, in Daf Hey, it's not just unique to Kasha Zama Misa. Rashi seems to say that any time a person's Moda on a Chi of Misa, that has a Din of Moda B'Knas. So Rashi, Tosus disagrees. So the whole mention of Nerogin here seems to be difficult, because it's not specific to Kasha Zama at all, according to Rashi. According to Tosus, it's not true by general Misa. Maybe Tosus will agree over here. It's different. Interesting possibility. In the Rach, the Girsa was just Neharogin. The Girsa Sarach, Amar Rava, his Girsa was Rava. Teda Shreilosu Maisev Neharogin. According to our Girsa, he spoke about both, Neharogin Umishalmin. The Rishash in Ksuvis, Lamed Gimel, takes out the word Neharogin. See, it's in brackets over here. He stammered because he assumes that when it comes to Misa, the whole discussion that we have about Knas is only about Mamu. And that's the mashmos of the Rambam. When the Rambam brings the halacha of Rabbi Akiva, of Edom Zomim being Knas, the Rambam says it only with regard to Mamun. I mean, to Tashlumei Mamun. The Rambam says in halacha Ches, a Perek Yud Ches, Chiyuv HaEdom HaZomim L'Shalim B'Mokam Shemachayav L'Shalim Knasu L'Fikach Eim L'Shalman Al Piyatzman. So in the Rambam paskins Rabbi Akiva, he holds like Rabbi Akiva. That's interesting that we hold, maybe because of the two tedas of the Gemara, it's mashmah of Rabbi Akiva, even though the Chacham argue. The Rambam paskins that it's knas, but what does the Rambam say is knas? Chiyuv ha'edem hazom min l'shalem, v'mokim shem chayavim l'shalem, knasu. Yeah, could be his girsa was not neharogin, like the Rashash took out the word neharogin. You have to know, Rashi has neharogin, Rashi puts it into the Peshat of the Gemara. But again, Chora Rashi holds all the time that it's considered a knas. So we'll have to see maybe what to make of this. But at least let's talk about the chi of Mammon of Kasha Zamam. So Rabbi Kiva holds it's knas, and Rabbah brings a raya. Why is it a raya that it's knas? Because Chora, there was no payment that took place. The person they testified against didn't actually pay. And Rav Nachman says it in his own way. Amrav Nachman Teda Shri Mammon Biyad Bayim Umishalmin. Meaning to say that the Mammon didn't change hands. And they're paying anyway. Where it says, My Niyu, what does that mean in Rav Nachman? Dilo Asumaisa. Hainu Duraba. Rashi explains, My Niyu, Hai Mammon Biyad Balob Dekam Rav Nachman. What is Rav Nachman referring to? The money is still in the hands of the Bayim. Hainu Dilo Nasumaisa. Meaning Shadayin Lo Shilein. Elo Shining Madina Lishalim. All that happened was a Gmar Din. So Hainu de Rabba, why is he saying something new? Eima v'chein amar of Nachman. Yeah, they weren't talking to each other, so each one ended up saying the same idea in their own words. So what do we have in the Gemara? A raya that to Rabbi Akiva, that the Tashumin of Kasha Zaman, we're talking about the Tashumin, is a knas, because they have to pay even when the money didn't actually get transferred. It wasn't carried out. The psak was not carried out. What would be if the psak was carried out? this is a big machlokes rishon. What would be if, in fact, the mammon did change hands? So, according to some rishonim, that's the rule called kasher zamen v'lo kasher asa. That's what the Ritva assumes in Maskana, that there's a halacha of kasher asa by mammon as well. So there wouldn't be mechuyev for kasher zamen. There is a separate discussion the Ritva has. We'll have to see more about this further in the Gemara, that maybe they should have to pay for a different cause. What could be a basis for them to pay, even though they're part of mitzat kasher zamen below kasher asa, but what should make them chayev, possibly, if it was asa? What mechanism in halacha? Greek garmi. Garmi. Garmi means that you are goreim for somebody to lose money. So there are standards and parameters when something is garmi, when it's grama. But potentially, you have to know if a person is found to be an eid zomein, but it was after basin carried out the psak. So even if from the perspective of the chiv of kasher zamen, there would be no basis to mechayev them because it's already asa, but maybe they should be chayev for garmi. So that's something to keep in the back of our minds. But that's the Ritva's shita. That's the Rimilunua's mashma that way also. But on the other hand, the various Rishonim, the Ramban here, and Tosis in Baba Kama, they assume that even after the money would change hands, basically would carry out the psak, the Ruvain has to pay Shimon the money and he actually paid. So there's still going to be a chiyuv of the aid of the Fakasha Zama. Tosis in Baba Kama, we'll speak it outside now, we'll come back maybe to it, arrives at this conclusion for two different reasons, two possible reasons. Number one, says Tosis, because it's always called kasher zamen, even after it carried over, even after Bezin had the person pay, because it's efshir b'chazara. This is not true by Malkus, not true by Misa. So there the rule is that once Bezin carried out the psak, it's not reversible, so then there's no longer a chiv for the Eidim, for kasher zamen. Here, it always can be viewed as zaman, even after he paid, because the money can always go back. Since it's efshir b'chazara, therefore the halacha remains that the chayv anyway, even afterwards. The other svara, Tosa says, is based on, from the sugya later on, again, we'll have to see it more carefully, but the Gemara seems to say that the reason why you had pater by asa, after the person was killed, then onish would no longer be on the Edom to be killed for kasher zamen, because ain on shimon hadin. In other words, even though the kavul chomer logic would dictate that they should be certainly chayev misa after the person was killed, but ain on shimon hadin. The Tosus suggests that klal ain on shimon hadin is unique to onshei haguf, like misa, maybe like malchus. However, by mamon, onshin mamon hadin. Mammon is precluded from that rule. That klal of Enosh Medim is not applied to Mammon. Mammon is something different. And therefore, when it comes to Mammon, we have a kal v'chomer. If it's chayev an zamam, it's simply chayev an asa. Okay, let's go for a second with that sheet, Tosis, the Ramban. So let's assume that there's a chiyuv by Mammon, even on kasher asa. No, the Teda of the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the payment is knas because mamon biyad bayilim u'mishalmin lo asu maisa. Okay, that's true, lo asu maisa. But what if we hold like Tosus that there's a chiyuv even later, even if it was asa? So then the svara doesn't hold. It is in fact, there was an asa. So now maybe would you say, according to Rabbi Kiva, then it should be mamon? If the Yeshua initially entertained such a possibility. That what? That according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only knas in the case where, like the Gemara, where you're paying when you really shouldn't be paying. There was no loss. They didn't cause a loss. So then that's a knas. That's a penalty. That's like heifa, whatever else. But if there was mamish, a hefsid mamon that they caused, and your chayiv, if you hold your chayiv for the halach of kasher zamen in a case of when they already paid, so maybe in that instance it should be considered a chiv mamon. And if he's mode on that, they'd be chayiv. But that doesn't sound right. And the Ramban makes it clear that's not correct. The Ramban himself holds that there's a chiyuv mamon of kasher zamen, even if it was shilein. But the Ramban makes clear, but the halacha of Rabbi Akiva is not going to differentiate. The halacha of Rabbi Akiva, that they're going to be moda beknas, because we're talking about a knas, is equally valid in a case of shilein. Why? Let's see what the Ramban says. Teda shemam yad ba'alav mishalmin. Lav lemeimra. We don't mean to suggest here shem shilmu e mishalmin. So, first of all, in terms of the halacha, Rav Nachman doesn't mean that there's only a chiyuv only in lo shilein. So first Ramban makes it clear that the halacha that you're chayiv hakasha zaman is not only in a case, not limited to a case where he didn't pay. Even if he paid, the Edom Zoman also have to pay. However, says the Ramban, umiyu keva dechi lo shilmo mishalmin knasa havi le'ola v'lo mishalmin hapiyatsu Rabbi Akiva. If they'll come in to another Beis Din and they'll say, Huzamnu be Beis Din, a mishalmin, because it's a knas, afa pisha shilim alpia. Again, unless there's some basis for another chiyuv of garmi, as he goes on, we'll have to see that separately. But Ramban wants to say, the main point of this Ramban is to say two things. Number one, that the Gemara doesn't mean that there's only a chiyuv if lo shilim. Mamad biad bailam mishalman means even though he didn't pay, the Edom could still be chayiv. That proves it's a knas. But if the person paid, the Edom would still have to pay. That's the first point of the Ramban. But then the Ramban said, but the teda is going to be a teda that it's knas, not just in the case that Rav Nachman spoke about, but that's megala already, that the chiv of kashizam is always considered knas. So the din of Rabbi Akiva, moda beknas, they'll be moda, even if they're moda on a case where the person did pay, which is also warrants a chiyuv of kasha zaman where the person paid, but they will also be pater with that hoda. In other words, the status of knas is not dependent on whether shilem or not shilem. Once we show that it's a knas in this case, then obviously that's the halacha. The tashume kasha zaman is always a knas. It can't be better than the case where it was lo shilem. It's one halach. If you want to say it with a different formulation, let's say Tosa says, why you chayiv b'shilein? Because of kavachomer. But kavachomer can be better than what it's coming from. Dayo. If it's going to be a knas in the case of zamam, and you make a kavachomer to us, so good. But whatever it was by zamam, that's what it is by us. And if you have to say it like that, Rambam doesn't tell you how he knows that it's the same halacha because of kavachomer. But he says, the raya is a raya for all cases. Okay, so we understand Rabbi Akiva that he holds, because of, as we see here, Teda, Rav Nachman, and Rabba, that the Chiv Kasha Zaman is always Knas, and it's always Knas, but the Raya that it's Knas is in the case that they're Chayiv, even though nothing actually transpired, and there was no loss of money that they caused. So now the question becomes the obvious question that the Yeshua struggles with, Mai Tai Mayo De Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold that the chiyuv of Eden Zomin is mamon. Chayra, this teda the Gemara is compelling. No, in a case where best you could say the case we paid, maybe the chacham hold maybe over there is mamon, but that's not true. The chacham holds mamon all the time. In a case of where nothing was paid, and he's moda in front of another Beis Din, what would the chachamim hold? It's chayiv, it's not moda b'knas. L'chora, how could it be? What's the klal of knas? As the Pnei Yeshua puts it, based on the lashon of the Mishnah in Ksuvis, Mem Aleph, what's the klal of knas? Zeh haklal, says the Mishnah there. Kol ha-mishalim yeser al-ma shehizik. Ein mishalim al-pi'atzmo. The Mishnah has all kinds of examples. A person who's moda, and when he pays al piyatzmo, and doesn't pay al piyatzmo, or cases of the knas, e misham al piyatzmo. Whatever is knas, you cannot be chayiv if you confess. Zehakal. When do we know if it's knas? Now, what's the guarding principle? Says the Mishnah here, kol hamishalim yeser al mashe hizik, ein misham al piyatzmo. That's what's behind the Gemara's teda, right? If you mishalim yeser al mashe hizik. So now it's a double pattern. The Chachamim hold that when the Eden pay money of Kasha Zaman, that chiyuv incurred of chiyuv mammon of Kasha Zaman as a din of mammon. Ein lecha misharim yesam ashehizik yosem izeh. After all, he didn't actually have to pay anything. Kefel is double, so the extra amount, that's knas, yosem ashehizik. No, Eden Zomimin, the person didn't actually have to pay anything. Beis Din Paskin, he owes, but he didn't have to pay. Mammon biyad balav. How could the Chachamim hold that Eidim Zomin is a tashumin of mammon? The Kiva sounds so correct. And the Gemara almost like had to ask my time with Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara gave the pshat, and teda. The Chachamim need to be explained. That's the problem that Pnei Yeshua wrestles with, right? He says a big chidush. What does he suggest at the end? No. What's the pshat Chachamim? That Mishal Mapiatzmo, because it's mammon, what does he want to say? Kapara. Mamish Apele. Very machudish. The pshat Chachamim, it's a kapara. You see why he has to say this? He's mamish stuck. Like, what's going on here? Yeah. My time to Rabban, the Peter of Kiva, came into Loshomu, Enoch Knas, God of Mizer. Hech Epsilom, a Rabban, Savita, feel with high governor, Shaman, Biad Bailam, having Mammon. For old, not be so perkel and iris. Come, Sham Yasamashi is again, Sham Piatmo, Koskin, Ocha, the Loisy Cloud. Epsil, the Rabban Savi, the Tashumi, the Zoman, Mishum Kapara, and therefore Chaiva Piatmo, like we find elsewhere. What are we going to do? So we have to think a little bit creatively. So let's start with Rabbi Chanan uses this kasha as a springboard for his famous yisod. You find this in the Kovetz Biurin. He has a few Ha'aris and Makis. So he's here, but it's also the Mitzrayim, the Kovetz Shur Meksubis as well. He writes here in Oschess and Kovetz Biurin. The time of the Rabbanan, the Eidim Zom in Mamona, L'chorahu Tamua Ma'od. Have a call Mishal and Yeser Masha Hizik, who knas? The Enocha Yeser Masha Hizik, Mizeshelo, he's a crowd. Or Mishal. Enocha Yeser Masha Hizik, they never were Mazik. Okay, so basically, we all know the Yisod of Avachanan. We've spoken it out in different contexts. And he reiterates it over here. He says, what's happening here is, he has a few Gemaras that he brings, we'll eventually get to them, some of them. Basically, his Yisod is that the Chiv of Kasha Zaman is it's a natural consequence of being an Eid Zomim, that they inherit, as it were, the Psag Din that they imposed on the person. It just goes over to them. It gets like swapped over to them. Kasha Zomim. It's a Chiyuv Hiknu Lehem Min HaShamayim. HaChiyuv Shechal Al HaNidon Al Yidei Gemar Din Misgalgel Al HaEidim. These are his words here. Vehem Kimo Yorshim Es HaChiyuv. Again, he used it to explain a Lashon Rashi in Sanhedrin. Some point we'll get to that. The achiyuv, the chiyuv of the kasha zamam lasus laachiv, who the achiyuv shenigmar laachiv no fell al ha'edim. The chiyuv that they, the base of paskin on achiv, that memela that falls on them, that gets put on the edim. No, what was the chiyuv that they that was imposed on that person? It was the chiyuv mama. They came and thou achiv ha yachiyuv mama v'lo knas. Okay, sounds interesting. Wait, one more twist, one more hurdle. Now what if the chiyuv that Beis Din imposed on a person was knas? Let's say they testified the person is chayiv kefel for stealing, or dalad vehei for tavachol machara, whatever other examples, onus mefata. No, so then they talked about a person being chayiv knas. How does their chiyuv become a chiyuv mammon? If they're mode, right, according to Achamim, they'll be chayiv the mammon. So he says, simple, because even Achiv Knas, once it gets to Gemar Din stage, and based in Paskins that he's chayiv that Knas, that chiyuv now, it becomes Achiv mammon. It's Knas only kozman that the Machayiv was here, they did something that generates a chiyuv, but once based in says, you are chayiv that Knas, based in is now Machayiv, it becomes mammon. So, Ayidei Gemar Din, Nasa Mamon. So therefore, for them, it's Mamon. But basically, Rabbi Chanan's using his very fascinating yisod to explain Pshat and Chachamim. Again, because otherwise, in lecha yet misham yesel mashi hizik mizeshel hoizikra. Okay, but let's see if we can try something a little less extreme, maybe, to try to understand exactly Pshat and Chachamim. So I think Rashi is trying to address this question. See, according to Rabbi Chanan, you have to know what's a Rabbi Akiva holy. Now you have to make this Chakira now part of the Machokes, of Bikiva and the Chacham. It's interesting. But what does Rashi say? Rashi in Bava Kama. Yeah, you have the Bava Kamas, right? So Rashi in Bava Kama. What's the context of Rashi here? What's the context of the Sugi Bava Kama, those who remember? So you have the Mishnah in Bava Kama in the beginning has Arba Avos Nezikin, right? There are four Avos Nezikin, Shorbar Mavehever, and whatever they mean. Then they have a brisa later on Davdalit on the Beis, which has an expanded list of Avos Nezikin, Rav Oshia. How many does he have? No, not all at once? 13. Excellent. So he adds Shomrim and the five payments of Nezik Tzavi B'Shem Saboshes. So he has 13. Then we have another Tana, another brisa of Chia, and his list includes how many?
24.
Excellent, 24. 24. And the Gemara explains what each one is adding and why the other one didn't list those which the other expansive list did mention. And what Rav Chia has over Rav Oshia, an additional 11, right, are examples of what? Of Knas. Of Knas. So he mentioned Onus Mefata, Motzi Shemra, and Rav Oshia did not list Knasos, the Mazikin which are Knas, only those Janakas. So the Gemara asks the question on the top of Hamed Aleph. So Gemara is going through, why did Rav Oshia list things that Rav Chia does list? So Gemara already established that Rav Oshia did not list Knas, only Rav Chia listed Knas. Frag the Gemara, Kedavra Pashat, top of the Amud, Edom Zomin, which is in the list of Rav Chia, right? Edom Zomin, de Mamonahu, listen. So Edom Zomin, which is Mamon, this is the premise of the Maksha of the Gemara. As part of the Shaka of that, Edom Mamona, who listened? So why didn't Rav Oshia list Edom Zomim? Answers the Gemara, Savala Kravi Akiva. The Amar, Emeshamun Apiyatzman. So Rav Oshia holds like Kravi Akiva, that Emesham Piyatzman, meaning that it's a Knas, and therefore it doesn't get listed. The more it goes on with that, if that's the case, right? Or another Kasha. But meanwhile, these two lines of Gemara. What's interesting about these two lines of Gemara is the Gemara takes for granted before it comes back with Savak of Akiva. In some of the Mamona who listening, that's the default. Savak of Akiva. Where is the Gemara coming from? And that's what's bothering Rashi, I believe. In its premise to ask the Kasha, is the Gemara thinking because we have a Braisa on Beis on the Beis of Makis that has Mishum of Akiva Amru? So he holds Emesham and Piyachman, so the Chachamim, who don't list the fifth thing, they hold. The Gemara doesn't quote this Bryce. The Gemara sounds like it's asking Misvara. In other words, yeah, it doesn't fit the profile of Knas. It's Mamon. Oh, no, there's a Rabbi Akiva. Akiva has a unique Shita. No, it's, he holds Knas. So that's the sense you get reading the Gemara. The Gemara is not even, like, the Gemara is not picking, if there's a Machokas that's stated here, the Gemara should be saying, Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim of Rabbi Akiva here. Gemara says, de Mamono. Yeah, that's the way we think about it. The Torah says, oh, but there's a Rabbi Akiva. So that Rashi needs to fill us in. Why does Gemara seem to assume, in asking the Kasha, that Edom Zomin is Mamon? Comes Rashi, he's trying to address our issue too. But why is the Gemara assuming that? It says Rashi, "Dekala mesharim yoser amashe hizik." Anyone who pays more than what was the damage, kigon kefel v'tashum yabav v'chamisha, kari knas. That is what's called knas. If you pay yoser amashe hizik, kidu kaman bach pirkin. At the end of the first parak above a kama, that's one example. That's knas. Or if there's a set amount, that's always going to be that amount. For example, chamishim she'onis mefata, the chamishim sheka onis mefata, umeir shemuti shemra, kul havi knas. So that is what defines knas. Avamidi achrini mamona. Nope. So what did Rashi do for us? Rashi says, why the Gemara taking for granted that Idim Zomis Mamona? Because we know what Knas is. Knas is Mishalem Yoser Masha Hizik, like Kevo Dal Vehei, and Davar Katsuf. So what Rashi seems to be saying is, as opposed to what? To Idim Zomin, which is none of the above. That's why it's Mamon. Okay, it's not a davar katsuf, it's whatever it is. Kasha zamim could have been this amount, that amount, the other amount, it's not a davar katsuf. And what Rashi seems to be saying, take Rashi at face value, it's not mishalim yoso mashi hizik, it's mishalim exactly mashi hizik. So he's turning the kasha, the pnei shur v'chana on its head. What was it? What were they asking? Ein lecha mishalim yoso mashi hizik, yoso mizeh. Nothing happened. What did Rashi say? The Gemara is assuming it's Mammon because Knas means Yosef Mashiach, and this is exactly Mashiach. Rabosai, you see what's going on? It's Rashi. Big Yesodos of that Kasha Zama. What do I have in this Rashi? What do you? You read this Rashi, Rabosai. You should be dancing. You should read a Rashi like this. What's the Yesod in this Rashi? Something big, right? No.
By getting a Gemara didn't placed against them, you're damaged.
There is a Mazik. And you're paying Mashi Hizik. Let's touch what that means. Just the very fact that Idim Zomin is called a Mazik, that already, we've already introduced that idea, that means that the Chiyuv Kasha Zaman is for that which you are Mashiach, that person. That means that through your Eidus, Beis Din imposes a Gmar Din on that person, that he's Chayiv, whatever. That's called your Mazik, the person. You impose on them a Gmar Din, the Beis Din Paskins. That sentence on the person, that they're chayiv, whatever. So if it's mammon, the person is chayiv mammon. But now we have a step further. That's the mazik. And you're paying that, and the hezek is defined by that psak din. And you're paying the person that psak din, that amount of money that based in rendered a sentence on him. It would seem, therefore, what you have in kasha zamam is that the Torah equates that psak din that was imposed on that person, ki'ilu it was carried out. That's the hagdara of the mazik of Edim Zomim. Like, for example, by Misa. What do we know about Misa? We learn out, you need a gemar din. What's the pasuk that we quote on Daf Hei? That has to be gemar din al piyam? Nefesh bin nefesh. That's the drasha that we have and the Mishnah Daf Hei Beis. Edom Zoyin Neragin, Ashi Gomer Hadin, Shenem Nefesh B'Nefesh. Soul for a soul. Ki'ilu, by imposing a Gemar Din on the person to be Chayiv Misa, it's Ki'ilu his soul is taken. And therefore their soul is taken in Tachas the Nefesh of that person. So it's exactly what they wanted, it's Ki'ilu is done already. So in a Chayiv Mammon of Kasha Zaman, the hezek is defined in the form of the Gemar Din, and the Torah views that psak din on the person to be chayiv mammon as if he would have paid. And what are the eidim paying? Exactly what that hezek was. That hezek that the Torah, the virtual payment, he has a Gemar Din that he owes money, that's the mazik. How is it a mazik? Because the Torah treats that chiyuv as if he would have, it would have been carried out. So that virtual hezek, as if he would have paid, that's exactly what they'd have been paying. So what is it, Yosef Mashi Hizik or Kim Mashi Hizik? Kim Mashi Hizik, it's bedavka that. It's not davar katsuf, because it can vary. It can be $100, $200, whatever the amount is. So it's not a davar katsuf. It doesn't fit the definition, the profile, the criteria of knas. So the Gemara takes for granted and asking the kasha. Zarashi's answering our problem and reading the Gemara. The Mamono. The Gemara is not asking because it knows that there's a Rabbi Kiva and there's a Chachamim in the Braisa. The Gemara is asking Mismar. Because what do we know about Knas? We know that Knas is one of two things. Yosef Mashehizik or Davar Katsuf. Ask the Gemara. Edim Zomin is neither. It's not a Davar Katsuf. It can fluctuate. And it's not Yosef Mashehizik. It's exactly. Because once we deal with Edim Zomin on its own terms, then we understand that the payment is exactly Mashi Hizik. Just that we have to allow ourselves to think like London. We have to think of in Edim Zomin's categories. The category of Nizamim is the Torah views this as a mazik, but that already we know because that's the whole discussion in the Gemara there. If it's included in whose list, it's a mazik. But what does it mean it's a mazik? So we have another twist here. It's a mazik because imposing a Gemara din on the person, it's as if it was it would have been done already. So that means they will mazik the person, ki'ilu he paid $100. And what do they pay? $100. What is it? Knas or mamon? Ooh, we did such a good job in the Chachamim. Now we have to figure out Rabbi Akiva. And for the Gemara, Savok Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva holds the Omar, A Mishalman Al Pi Achman, Kigon, and Rashi brings the example that he has over here as well. Behodu, who's Amnu, Alma, see, he says, A Mishalman Alma Knasu, Modvignas Pat. So what's the Pshat Rabbi Akiva? To Rabosai, it would seem the following. In Hachinami, once you get to the point that you understand Edom Zomim the way we just described it, that the Gemar Din on the person is viewed and as if it would have been paid, once you assume that and you take that already into the picture, then it's all called Kemasha Hizik. But the very fact that you are making that assumption, where did that come from? Who created that reality that it was as if he paid it? Where'd that come from? The Torah. The Torah makes him a mazik. The Torah calls him a mazik. Sheikh Anab Achiv. That itself, that which the Torah has considered the Zaman as if it would have been carried out, that gufa is making it a knas. In other words, there's a new klal in something being a knas. According to the Mishnah Ksuvis, Yoser Mashi Izik or Dava Katsuv. Rabbi Akiva comes at it and says, I have something else. The very fact that the Torah should consider this, that you have, that you didn't actually pay. Look at the words of the Gemara. Mamon biad bailim, or mishalmin. Why do they have to pay if he never paid? If a person never paid, why do they have to pay? Because the Torah considers it as if he would have paid already. That gufa is a reason to consider it a knas. In other words, the very idea, the concept that we're saying lies within the Parsha Edom Zomim, that gufa converts Edom Zomim into the category of knas. In other words, within that framework, it doesn't fit into the category of knas based on the klal in Mishnah and Ksuvos. Correct. But Rabbi Akiva has a new category of knas. To consider it as if it was done already, that gufa makes it a knas. That seems to be the nekudas hamachlokas, the way we're saying in Rashi, based on Rashi. In other words, if you wish, you can even put it into the braisa. Dalid dvarim nemru be'edim zomim, right? They don't become ben grusha. To din in edim zomim, they don't become ben grusha. They don't go to galus. They don't pay kofar. They don't be sold to the ivri. And the Akiva has another halacha that said regarding edim zomim. It's a halacha, not a halacha about knas in general. And this happens to plug into knas. Edom Zomim is a knas. It's a dover that's nemar by Edom Zomim, that this halacha of Edom Zomim, that they're gonna, that Emesham HaPiyach is a din within Edom Zomim. Because that which the Torah considers them to be chayiv for that which never actually occurred, but it's viewed as if it had occurred, that gufa makes it a knas. Because that's not what should be. If nothing happened, then why should they be paying for what didn't happen? Ah, the Torah considers if it happened already. No. So that makes it a knas. It's a new definition to make a knas, separate from the definitions that the Mishnah articulates in Ksuvos. That's Yosef Mashahizik or Davar Katsuv. Here it is, it's in Kemashahizik. But why is it Kemashahizik? Because I view it as if he would have paid. That means it's a knas. That also is a rule to make it a knas. So it's another rule within knas, and it was halacha that was said by Edom Zomim that it should be viewed as a knas. So Rabbi Akiva takes the very paradigm of Edom Zomim, that once you accept it, then it doesn't miss the criteria. It fits the criteria of mamon, not knas. But the very paradigm itself is definitionally viewed as a knas. Take the whole package and say, that reality that I'm staring at, that's a knas, that's not mamon. It shouldn't be that way. So it's like a new criteria he's created to view it as knas. That may be the lumdus behind Rabbi Akiva. But the, again, Rashi was bothered by Rabbi the Chachamim because the Gemara took for granted that should be. It should be Mamo. Yeah, why? Because it's Kemashe Hizik. Because Lemaisa, we look at the package and the context, and it's exactly Kemashe Hizik. So now I'll ask a very interesting question. In light of all this, a very interesting question. Maybe I'll be makdim, okay? So you have the Tosas in Bava Kamma, when the Gemara mentions, the Braisa mentions Adam Zomimin, Rav Chia has it. So Tosas immediately jumps in to discuss the Halach of Kasher Asa. Right, that Tosas in Daladim and Beis. Pirish Riva, Afilu Shirem, Chayavim, Deloshech, Vimaman, Kasher Zaman, Bro Kasher Asa, Defshe B'Chazar. So the Riva holds that even if he paid, they still have to pay. The Riva Mefarish, the Lord Sarcha Haytaim, you don't need that reason, because Babi Mammon, Mechavin Le Bekav Chomer, Babi Mammon Onshin Nadin. So Tosis has presented to us two different reasons why the din would be that the Eidim pay even if the person paid. There's no rule of Kasha Us, either after Bechazara or because of Kav Chomer. Okay, very important information. Very nice to hear that there's a Tosis that discusses the issue of Kasha Asa by Mama. But the Dibra Mask of Tosis is on two words in Rav Chia's Braisa. Rav Chia has a list of 24 Avos Nezikin. In the list is Adam Zelman. The Tosis feels compelled to immediately comment on the reference to Adam Zelman with regard to a detail of a halacha, what would be if the person paid. Why is it relevant? Why is Tosas speaking about this right now? Yeah, what's bothering Tosas? That he has to tell us this, the fact that there'll be a chiv even after he paid.
It doesn't seem like they're damaging him at all. They're getting it.
Why are they called mazikim? Why is it fitting with the category of mazik? Good. This is how the Tosa Rush and the Maram learn. There's two ways to learn the Tosas. I think we're going to go with this approach. Some want to learn Tosas is bothered by the question of why it's mama not knas, but that comes up in the Gemara later. So let's go with this. Why is it called a mazik? And how does it fit with the other mazik? And the Tosas says you should know that your chayiv, even if it's Asa. So I understand that it's not totally off base in terms of fitting it within all the other mazikim, because you are chayiv when it leads to Asa, you're also chayiv. When it takes his game, but you're also chayiv when he didn't pay. Moreover, the reason Onshin Min Adin, Onshin Min Adin means if you're chayiv on Zamam, Yechayiv and Asa. So I can see why you call it a mazik. So let's learn this pshat. This is Maram and the Tosas Rush. Tosas is bothered by Rav Chia listed as a mazik. Why is it a mazik? Nothing happened. How are you mazik? No, but Yechayiv even when he paid. So why Yechayiv if he paid? So second reason is because Onshin Min Adin. So Yechayiv on when he paid, Yechayiv there as well. So therefore, you could be called a mazik. Yeah, but what about if he didn't pay? What's the first reason? Why you chayiv even after he paid? Because he could reverse it. Okay? So that means he didn't really pay. So then why? How do you answer the question? The question was, implicit question in Tosfos was, why are you a mazik? So how do you answer it? Efshe b'chazar. Okay, so you have to say, no, there's two points here. Efshe b'chazara is in order to still call it Zamam. But Lemaisa, there was a Hezek, he paid. He has to go running after him to get it back. Maybe he'll find it, maybe he'll run away. So a Hezek it was. But it's not called Asa because from the perspective of Zamam versus Asa, since it could be reversible, it's not a fait accompli. It's still called Zamam. But a Hezek it could be. Good. But what about the first question? But Lemaisa Yechayiv, even if it's not that. So, could be. What are we saying now? Why we call it mazik? Because even though it didn't actually carry out. It's viewed as if it would have been carried out. It can be viewed as if it would be carried out. You know, now we have what to talk about. It could be a hezek because through the Gemara Din, the Torah assigns to that a certain weight. Ki'ilu, it was already. Ki'ilu, it was. Nefesh b'nefesh. Ki'ilu shilem. And then Yochayv tak on shilem. Either on shinadin or because l'maisa, it is a loss. Okay, you can get it back, but it's ki'ilu shilem. So there's a hezek here. Okay. So now I'll ask you the following question. Now what happens if it's us? By Malkus, by Misa, according to those who have shown him that by Mammon, you don't say Yechayv an Asa, so you're Pat. So what is the sugya discuss here? Let's see on Daf Hey. There was, Gemara had a question. L'chayra, isn't it a Kavachomer? Tana Berivi Omer, lo hargu neragin. Hargu ein neragin. Omar Aviv Bini, lav Kavachomer hu? I understand. If they're killed, if lo hargu, if the person wasn't killed, they killed the Eidim Zomin, then hargu certainly it should be killed. And the Gemara quotes what we find by Achoso, that the Torah says, talks about Achoso, bas aviv, o bas imo. How do we know Achoso, that's full sister, bas aviv and bas imo? From the extra words, Evas Achoso Gila. Why do you need a new drush, Evas Achoso Gila? Let me use a Kavachomer. Im Anash, if you're Zachiyuv, Malkus, Al Bas Aviv, Shelo Bas Imo, Bas Aviv, Shelo Bas Aviv. So certainly a Kavachomer, Bas Aviv, Ubas Imo, Halamata Shinon Shemnadin. The Gemara says the same thing by Emas Hiram in Adin. I need a new Reboy. Yeah, so I have a Kavachomer, but I can't use a Kavachomer. I need a special Reboy. So too over here. I can't learn out a Kavachomer that Hargu should be Neragin. I ask you the question. Who needs a Kavachomer? Yimachoyev for Kasha Zama, right? Eidim Achayev for Kasha Zama. So, let's say it led to the point that a person was killed. So why do I want to mechayev them? Because now it was asa, because they caused them to be killed. That's called a kavachomer. Einon shminadin. I have a better way. You know why you're chayev? Because it was zama. Where do we lose the zama? Was there a zama to kill him when he was not killed? He was only gepaskin to be killed. There was a zamam to kill him, right? And let's say Beis Din took it to the next level and killed the guy. No rabosai. Was there a zamam on the part of the Eidim? Yes or no? Yes. You call that kavachomer? Or you call that b'chal mesayim mana? It's included 200, it's 100. I have the zamam. Where'd you lose the zamam? No. So you stand back and say, and what about the Gemara's case of Achoso? Achoso... The Torah says Achoso Bas Aviv. The Torah says Achoso Bas Imo. That's not Bas Aviv. How do I know Achoso from both sides? Full sister. Well, it says I have a new drasha because otherwise Einon Shemin Adin. What do you mean? If you have Achoso that's Bas Aviv or Bas Imo, so this Achoso, it's Bas Aviv. I have Bas Imo. What do I need? A new Kavachomer? Full sister, but is it a sister from the father? I remember in 10th grade, my Rebbe asked that question. We were at Makis in 10th grade, okay? And he tried to explain, which maybe at the time, I don't know if I understood fully, but I think now I understand it better. Hopefully you understand it also. That's not enough to say, I have a Achoso Bas Aviv, because it's not the same korva. By Arayas, the Torah warns about certain relationships. There's a relationship of a half-sister, Achoso Bas Aviv, that's not Basim. There's a Torah speaking about Achoso Bas Imo Shelo Bas Aviv. And then you can have another case of Achoso Bas of Obas Imo. It's not the pshat that there, it's Achoso Bas Aviv. No, it's a different relationship. It's a relationship of Achoso Bas Aviv Ubas Imo. The best you can do is say, but it's a Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer that if Achoso Bas Aviv is Chayiv, Certainly, Bas'av u'Bas'i Bas'av. But it's a different case. It's a different case, which is more intuitive and more obvious and Kal v'chomer. But not that I have Bas'av. So that's in the case of the Gemara. But I ask you in our situation. Here, it's more tricky. Why? Because here, just because there was an Asa, but the where did the Zaman disappear? If the reason why they're paying, with their life is because Zaman Lassos, they wanted to kill him, so because Beis Din killed the guy, now there is no basis to Mechayev the Eidim because of Zaman Lassos L'Achiv to kill him. There was still a Zaman Lassos, so Beis Din actually killed him. Good. But where's the, if it's only based on Kal v'chomer, again, maybe there's a drasha. This is the Ruach Chaim HaKadosh plays with this question in Chumash. Other Rachmanim, Rabbi Naftali asked the kasha. Maybe he too wants to say maybe there's a drasha. Velo kasha asa. Like Rashi's mashma earlier. The Gemara's mashma is Kal v'chomer. So I ask you, Kal v'chomer, it's forget Kal v'chomer. It is Zama. But Rabosai, now I think we have a way to think about it. If the pshat is that the Eidim pay for the Zaman, then the same Zaman that you have in a case where it wasn't carried out, you have it was carried out. But the Zaman is here. But if the reason why they get the onus of Kasha Zaman is because the Torah views the Psak Din that the Eidim caused to be imposed as a hezek, they will mazik the person through giving the person the sentence that Beis Din imposed on him. That's a certain level of damage that he's carrying with on him a sentence of death. That's ki'ilu he'd be killed. So that mazik of causing the person to carry on them the death sentence of Beis Din is viewed in the, for the Torah as if he would have been killed. But that's the nature of the mazik. What did they do? They imposed a virtual death sentence. It's ki'ilu he'd be killed already. And that's why they're paying with their life. No. But now if the person was killed, it's a different mazik. Now already, the mazik is a greater mazik. Now they didn't just cause the person to be virtually dead, they caused the person to get killed. So it makes their crime greater. In the same way that achoso, that's a full sister, is not the pshat, but you have the half-sister in there. No, there's a kurva of half-sister, there's a kurva of whole-sister. It's a different kurva. It's more intuitive. Kal v'chomer, eino shemin adin. If the mechayiv of kasha zamam was the zamam alone, you're paying the price for zamam, so the zamam is here, the zamam is here. What's the difference? Who needs kal v'chomer? There's a zamam, the mechayiv of the zamam. But if the chiyuv of the eidim is not for the zamam, but it's for the fact that they're mazik, by imposing the chiyuv on the person, and it's ki'ilu the person had it already. So that's the nature of the mazik. What's a greater mazik, but different? Different, but greater. If they mazik the person, not just by imposing a sentence of misa, but by causing the person to have been carried out against him, that's a different mazik. It's different. It's more chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. So chara, the lumdus that we're bringing out of the Rashi, and understanding the nature of zamam and asa, that for the Chachamim, it's ki'ilu they did it, but it's from the perspective of being a mazik that helps us understand the sugya of hey, why kasher asa is only a kal v'chomer and not simply, hey, wait a second, the zamam is zamam. Zamam in both cases. What do you need a kal v'chomer?